Okay, good morning. First, I would like to thank the organizer for giving me the opportunity of presenting this contribution. Cellular automata with memory. I wonder if this is working. Yes? Okay. Cellular automata with memory. You know that standard cellular automata, conventional cellular automata are historic, memoryless. To get the new configuration, only the last configuration, the current one, does matter. In the approach here in cellular automata with memory in cells, cells are endowed with memory. Memory is implemented in cells in such a way that the cells are to be featured not by the last state but by some summary of all the previous states. The transition rules are not changed. That is the important point. The transition rules, whatever they are not changed at all, but they are applied to cells featured by some summary S of previous states, not just the last one. This is our approach to memory. Well, this is maybe the canonical example, a typical simple example with, let's say, the speed of light. You see cell alive, if any cell in the neighborhood is alive, well, was this rule or grows at the speed of light without memory. With memory, the pattern of growth is that of blue color, and the pattern of featured cells is below. So at the very beginning, at time step 1 or 2, the pattern is the same as without memory. At time step 3, the not variation. But at time step 4, the outer leaf cells at time step 3 are alive twice or three. So they are featured as a death at time step 3. So at time step 4, there is some difference. At the very beginning, the outer leaf cells at time step 4 without memory are not alive at time step 4 with memory, with this kind of memory mode, the most frequent states. This is just an example, a very simple example. The memory is of this kind, the most frequent state. So just one time or three, these outer leaf cells in the last time steps are featured as dead. At time step 4, the outer leaf cells are alive twice or four. There is a tie, an equality. In this case, in case of a tie, the last state is featured in the cell. So the new outer leaf cells are fired at time step 5, not at time step 4. To see the difference, the main effect of memory, or at least of this kind of memory, is here. The memory has an inertial effect. The things are happening slowly, more slower. So the main conclusion of all my presentation is summarized here below. The memory, at least this kind of memory of time mode or something like that, has an inertial effect on the evolution pattern. Well, this the same example with more memory, referring to more memory, more frequent memory, but with the parity rule, without memory, it's growing fast, and with memory, below. It's just the same example, but with the parity rule. You know, cell alive with odd number of alive cells in the neighborhood. Well, this is a more sophisticated way of taking account memory. The idea is just weight the past are not taking consideration of all the states in the same way. So at the very beginning we calculate a mean value, a weighted mean value of all the states, the M value, by weighting the past states by using the memory factor alpha. This memory factor is lying in between 0 and 1, and well, you see that memory factor 0 means no memory at all. Memory factor 1 means full memory. In case of working with two-stage memory, alpha equals 1 means most memory, most frequent memory. So after calculating the m value, the weighted m value, we must round. We are working with several automata, so rounding the values, finally we have the S summary states being 0, 0, 1 of the last one in case of a tie to this cutting values 0.5. So weighted memory, unlimited training, and the memory factor acting as in the limit 0 and 1. These two notes are very important in one respect to implementation. This note here, you see this the weighting factor double B is in the numerator of the expression of M. It can be calculated in this sequential value, in this sequential way. So there is no need to keep in memory all the sequence of patterns. This we calculate this double value, double B, and then the M, and then the S. So there is not computer memory demands in this approach to memory. Just we are passing this way. And with two states value coded as 0 and 1, as this memory implementation approach is only effective if the memory factor is over 0.5, because of the rounding process in this approach, alpha must be over this value to be effective really. So this is the typical example of the effect of memory with the parity rule. You see here the historic evolution and the historic evolution with increasing values of the memory factor alpha between this small value and the full memory. Full memory tends to produce oscillators, very boring, but in the middle there is a very creative evolution of patterns. This is very important. This one is near the historic evolution because the memory factor is only 502 or even 501, very close to an historic evolution. At the very beginning, the evolution is very similar to the historic one, but after this time stage, the evolution appears to be very different. This is the evolution of the parity rule advancing in time. So the disturbing effect of just one cell is located around the point of the initial active cells. You see minimal memory. Remember that to memory having effect, the memory factor must be over 0.5. Huh? So there's just a minimal disturbation of the evolution produce the evolution of the parity rule very different to the standard one. Some more things. Those are elementary legal rules with memory you recognize here on the right, the number you know about the subject, and the effect of memory is again restraining the evolution. Inertial effect, things are more quiet with memory, with full memory, that without memory. Sometimes some unexpected effect of memory appears. You see that with rule 22, the evolution extinguished with 0.8, but not with full memory. But those are exceptions. Huh? In general, the idea is that the evolving patterns are being constrained. The same idea, starting at random, for samples or rules, and in blue the damage spreading. Again, the same effect of memory. The damage is restrained with memory. With increasing memory means increasing the restraining effect. You see here the evolution without memory, with memory in between. Again, the patterns become more and more, well, not complex, not chaotic, more synchronized. This is a typical effect of memory. Another set of examples, elementary rules starting at random, with the damage spreading in blue. This is radio 2, nearest neighbor, next nearest neighbors. The effect maybe in the damage spreading is more apparent, maybe, because with radio 2, the damage spreading is, the spreading of damage is faster, and the effect of, the restraining effect of memory is more apparent. Radio 2. Well, there is the memory implementation with the alpha, so just now is maybe the canonical one, but there are possibility of averaging memory. Well, the idea is just calculating the n value as a weighted mean of all the past states, and we can calculate this mean value, this m, with this delta being in an exponential way, in an inverse way, in such a way that with this kind of weighting, the past states are considered more than the most recent. This is the integral Bayesian way. You see the time, and choosing the C value, this C value here, as being integral, with this kind of weighting factors, all the implementation of memory can be made using integrals, a la cellular automata, using this kind of integrals in T and C. We can operate with integrals, being cellular automata like. The problem here is the combinatorial explosion, you know. The powers tend to explode. Limiting trailing memory. We can take into account only the last 10 time steps, 3, 4. We are not obliged to take into account all the past. Or we are not obliged to get to half a average like memory. We can choose elementary rules as memory. For example, for example, take into account only the last 3 time steps and construct or implement elementary rules as memory. This is the S for summary, but this summary can be an elementary rule, for example. A particular case is calculate the most frequent value of the 3 last time steps. This is completely different approach to memory to the weighted one. With this kind of memory, well, memory has not a restricted effect or something like that, but a most creative effect. So you see here an example, a rule 19 and the effect of elementary rules as memory. So we feature the sense with elementary rules and then apply rule 19. And then there is an expression of new patterns here. No restrictive effect by using elementary rules and memory. Again, this is the parity rule, the two-dimensional parity rule with elementary rules as memory. Three states. Well, we can wait in the same way, average like. We have states 0, 1, and 2 rounding. And in this case, for alpha, for average like memory, having effect, the cutoff point is 0.25 instead of 0.5. Well, this is an example, typical example in this exit table, cellular automata. You know, I guess, three kinds of states, excited, refractory, resting. In this context, the exit table cellular automata. Unconditionally, excited becomes refractory, refractory becomes resting, and resting becomes excited if, in this case, the number of excited cells in the neighborhood is 1 or 2 in this example, in this type of excitable cellular automata. And well, with no memory, the evolution of this rule, starting with this singleton, is what you see. And with memory is the other. With memory of the last, with mode memory of the last three states, the evolution is the one below. And the conclusion is more or less the same. Memory has an constraining effect. The evolving patterns are constrained to the proximity of the initial disturbance. Mode memory of the last three time steps. More things. Well, reversible, you know the Fredkin's approach to reversibility on the tops. The problem is pointing here. Well, at the top right, you recognize the reversible, the minus, the Fredkin's reversible implementation. This Fredkin's implementation of can be endowed with memory, but implementing memory just in the first term of the second term, in the first here. Not here, because if we put an S term here, we cannot reverse. So to make the reversion feasible, just memory must be here, not here. And then reversion operates in the same way and in the approach without memory. Understand me, I guess. This is the Fredkin's model of reversibility with memory only in this term, here, just to allow for reversion in the same way. That's in the approach without memory. And you see an example here of the reversible parity rule with no memory and with a little bit of memory, the evolution is restrained. The reversible, the same example with a little bit of memory, just 0.501 means just a small disturbation. Good two states, remember that the cutoff point is 0.5. Well, this is another example, reversible and elementary rules. With this kind of integer-based memory, this weighting factor T to the power C of C is integral measure. The patterns are very different to that standard ones. Well, the structural dynamics of the automata, in the structural dynamic approach to cellular automata, not only the states are dynamics, but also the wiring, networks, the linking configuration. This is just an example. The rule for mass, for the state values, is the parity rule. And the parity rule. And the rule for linking, the evolution of linking is split into components, the coupling rule, add links between nearest neighbor sites in which both values are one, and the decoupling is here, remove links connected to sites in which both values are same. This is just a rule for dynamics in the link, and you recognize here that because of decoupling, in this example of the network is disappears here and new connections are created because of the coupling component. That's just an example with this rule. This is an example with no memory in states, no memory in wide, only the last configuration determines the following one. And then again the memory can be endowed in both state values and in the weighing connection. So this is the sample before with a little bit of memory, 0.6 and full memory. Those are the featuring values of state values and weighing connection determining the evolution finally. You see here. The idea is that not only state values are featured with memory, but also the links, the writing is endowed with memory. Well, again, the structural dynamics of cellular automata, the parity rule, not with writing memory, but with elementary rules as memory. Again, we are free of whatever memory. Reversible structurally dynamic cellular automata. This is just a matter of extending the ideas of state values to link values also. So now we have the reversibility for wiring is here, reversible for states, no memory, and again with memory. Memory in this term here, not here, and not here, just to allow the reversion to work. And then the evolution, the evolving patterns are very different, endowing some amount of memory. Another example, please. This is an example in the three states context, and the SC table example before generalize it because now the number of connections are varying for every cell. The generalization in this context is for mass is that the coupling is and the coupling rules in this example is that here are links between next neighbor sites in which both values are excited for some reason to match nearest neighbors with both values excited get a new link and decouple remove links connected to sites in which both values are refractory sites loses the connection. Just an example, and this is an example of evolution starting with this singleton. We know in the first sample without memory and with memory. Without memory you get that pattern, and without memory you can recognize some structure of the initial disturbance here with more memory. This is made of the last three states only at time step 15, and is started at random. This below. Well, the idea is always the same, keeping memory of type waiting mode as a particular case, the evolving patterns, the evolution is restrained. Well, I put here there is plenty of room with simple memory. The idea is to insist an alter transition rules applied to function, to some function of previous states featuring cells. This can be made also in probabilistic cellular automata. You see here, an alter transition rule means here not changing the probabilistic transition rules, but applying it to cells features by summaries of some summary of previous states. The same idea in Boolean networks, changing the rules, not changing the rules. The rules are different for every cell, but this. Different rules are not changed, but applied to cells featured by some summary of previous states. Well, you know the smart wall phenomena, the scale-free kind of connection. I am not going to explain that, of course. Well, okay. So in this context, the main conclusion is that memory has a very hard effect on the changing rate. The changing rate is very much affected by memory. Things become more slow with memory, but not memory has that effect on damage splitting. You see here that with when there is a significant amount of rewiring. With full rewiring, or with not very much memory, but a little bit of rewiring, the memory has no effect on damage. Damage propagates in unstructured networks. Well, continuous automata, discrete dynamical system. This idea can be implemented not necessarily in spatial extended cell models, but simply in discrete dynamical system. Well, this is the canonical example of the logistic map. You see, the logistic map endowed with memory. The idea is just put M here instead of DX, and the effect is always the same. Memory tends to restrain, to alter the evolution, making it a little bit more boring. A small amount of memory means less chaotic dynamic, but taking as less as 0.2, there is already periodic evolution. Well, this is a picture from Salvador Dalí, titled "The Persistence of Memory." Dalí drew this picture in the 30s, I guess, and this is in the 50s, the disintegration. For some reason, some kind of cellular automata is underlying the universe or something like that. Well, you have this presentation and this address, and last but not least, a book on the subject is coming soon, next year, I guess, in this printing. Well, that's all for me. Thank you very much for attending the meeting and maybe for your attention. Thank you.